Brian Williams in a little bit of hot water, as he's been claiming. We've only run across a couple instances where he really went public and went all out on it. But he's been claiming he was in a chopper in Iran that was shot, Iraq rather, that was shot down in a group of four choppers, two of which were shot down. He and an NBC crew were in one of them. And he was part of a public event to honor a guy at a Rangers game over the weekend. I guess because he was in the same chopper or with the guy, and the guy eventually would get injured badly, get a few purple hearts.
I think
and
he just retired.
Okay.
So it was part of it.
So anyway, this led to some guy who was at the hockey game, apparently, calling NBC and saying, I was in that chopper, and Brian Williams was not. Mm. So within a relatively short time, what, a couple days?
One day.
But the apology was...
Was one day later.
Oh, was it one day later?
Yeah,
oh, I thought the hockey game was over on Sunday or Saturday.
Well, but he did the story 2 days ago and then apologized yesterday.
Okay, so he did the story about the vet?
Yes.
Ah, so the guy saw the story on NBC.
Yes.
Okay.
Called BS.
You want to load the apology one more time? We could play that again. Let's talk to Andrew first. Andrew, what up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Go ahead. What do you say about Brian?
I don't want to make too light of it, but is there any way we could deflect this onto Matt Lauer and fire him?
I'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, my God.
I wish, you know, that's what I was saying. I wish it was someone else I didn't like because I'd pile on in a heartbeat.
Can Matt interview Brian to see how he's doing? How Matt's doing?
I mean, because Brian's likable and Matt not so much.
Yeah.
No, I don't care for him at all. But what do you think about as far as Brian Williams? Is this something survivable?
I hope so because I just, you know... It's an unfortunate situation because he was there, but he wasn't in the one that got knocked down. I mean, I know how it is to tell stories and embellish because I've done it myself. But, you know, in the way out in the public like this and there's people still around that were there, and I can see why it would bother somebody that was there and he wasn't there. So it's a real hard call, man. I mean, it comes down to likability, I really believe. And I think that he might survive this, but he might lose his post. As far as that show he's got. But I don't think he'll be fired totally. I really don't believe that.
You know, I got to say this. I'm not sure how... This is what's hard for me, is measuring how offensive is this to a veteran?
Very offensive, according to text and calls.
I would think it'd be pretty offensive. I'm offended by it. It's stupid. I hate it when people exaggerate, especially something they did.
Yeah. One note is that the veterans in a lot of these stories are saying he wasn't just not only not there, he was like an hour behind.
Yeah, in the next convoy. Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't among the four choppers that were...
Yeah, he was, but the two would go
out.
Oh,
it's not like he was right near them.
He had a discrepancy in what time they landed.
Like an hour.
He wasn't 100 feet over, you know, he wasn't 100... He described what happened to that helicopter.
Mm-hmm. But he was the action near him when he's not even close.
Correct.
Charlie...
Yeah, hey guys.
Go ahead, Charlie. What do you make of this?
Get you off speaker here. I'm sorry.
We love being on speakerphone, but that's okay. Do what you want.
What I think. I'm not sure Maz is completely right, but we love the show and we love Maz.
Thanks, man.
I think what will play out is this is going to have legs. He's going to get suspended. There'll be another formal apology via the network and what have you because it's not going to just go away. The fact that he's offended the military is going to be an issue. And, you know, Drew, I've been doing what you've been doing, which is to try and figure out, okay, why would he do this? It just doesn't make sense. We like him, too. I like him a lot. We watch him frequently.
It is really weird. I see him as being way above this.
Because he never thought he'd get caught.
I think he didn't just embellish. I think he lied. I mean, listen to the way he talks about the facts of it with Letterman. We were going so many knots, and there were so many birds. And he's using that military language, even though he's not a military guy, and he's the first to admit he's not. He then goes on to do that, and I think he falls into that trap. And years ago, I worked at a local station in a minor role. So no ooze here, I guess, but I got to know some of the news guys pretty well, and they were terrific, hardworking guys. I'm talking about in the 80s.
You get oohed for that, you know, for knowing the news guys.
My point, I guess, is the whole broadcast news movie that pointed this out, it's like, they don't want to just report the story, some of them. They don't want to just be kind of sort of in the story. They want to
be the story.
Subconscious way, they want to be the story because everybody wants to be part of something bigger than they are. And I think even for a well-paid, good-looking, well-dressed anchor guy, not as much as Matt Lauer.
Of course not.
But I think he fell into that trap, whether he consciously realized it or not, and then it caught up with him.
Yeah.
I don't think he went around lying about it all the time, but that Letterman one, I agree with whoever, whether it was you or Maz or Mark, that said, that's pretty damning. Not once, but more than once.
I know, I got bummed out. I was, when we found it on Letterman, I thought, I hope this is just really quick and brief, and it's worse.
It's worse.
It's much more involved.
But the lie is quick and brief.
But it continues.
The rest of it's true, though. He was there under enemy fire or whatever, under their protection.
I know the problem is. I think I figured it out, guys. You know how Matt Lauer has his own personal helicopter to take him back to Long Island?
Brian
Williams maybe wants his own helicopter, so he embellished the helicopter story.
Here's the apology coming up here.
Get to the chopper!
That's the directive to let him to the chopper that did not get shot down. Here's his apology.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and, by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Okay. Well done, I think.
His apology?
Yeah, it's smooth. It couldn't be any smoother. Smooth. Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, long time, first time, guys.
All right, thanks.
This reminded me, I'm from Canada, I'm a Blue Jays fan. This reminded me of a story a few years ago. We had a manager named Tim Johnson.
I remember.
He ended up telling stories to the players to inspire them in regards to his past military work in Vietnam. And then shortly thereafter, stories come out that he was never, in fact, involved in hand-to-hand combat, and his stories were all fraudulent. He ended up having to resign his post with the Jays at that time.
Yeah, wasn't that just a dumb story, really? That whole thing?
Like, we had George O'Leary and all the other liars.
Yeah, faking a resume. You know,
but this is the military. I get it.
Well, I remember the publisher of the Arizona Republic newspaper, Phoenix's biggest paper. This guy had medals, uniforms, and he would dress in full uniform.
A lot.
I know it does.
Those guys that lie about being a Navy SEAL.
This guy, his whole identity was wrapped up in his incredible Vietnam stories, and he got busted, and that was the end of him. It was goodbye, bye-bye. Resigned, like, within seconds, and was done, and I don't know whatever happened to him, but, man, it was really bad, because this guy was, he was on some kind of a national speaking tour.
Wow.
Didn't something like this happen on the newsroom, too, with Jeff Daniels? Didn't something like a story like this happen on that
big embellisher?
Yeah, I think there was an embellisher. Didn't he embellish something?
Are you talking about the storyline with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually based on a real CNN situation where they had to apologize for a story.
I watched that the first year, and I haven't been watching it that much, so I'm not sure about the
story. It's done now. It wrapped up.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, man.
Great show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I was talking to the screener. What I don't get is the guy who they were honoring, who was sitting right next to him at the hockey game, why didn't that guy call BS and say, no, you weren't on the plane, I was on the plane?
Oh, you mean at the hockey game?
Because he wanted to go to the hockey game.
Well, no, I get that, but he's supposed to be good buddies with Brian Williams. Well, why did he let Brian get away with this fabricated lie for how long when he wasn't even on the plane?
Maybe just didn't remember it that well. I don't know. I wondered the same thing myself, because they were in the same arena and he introduced him and all that stuff. So that is kind of weird. And then this other guy remembers it so well. I mean, you'd remember an NBC. It's like remembering whether you were shot down or not is similar to remembering if a news crew is on your chopper.
Yes,
wouldn't you remember that?
Everything about it.
Exactly. That's why I didn't know how many people are actually knew about this, that he was fabricating the story and kind of going with it, and maybe some people just looked the other way, and then finally somebody decided not to, and that's why all this is happening.
Maybe that's one of the reasons that Brian Williams thinks the story sort of lived in his own mind, was because this guy never called him on, and he was there.
That's a fair point.
kind of weird.
I hope he doesn't get blown out. I'm a huge fan of Brian Williams. I think he's a great, great news guy.
Not,
but
he's not going to get blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He makes NBC a lot of money.
Sure he does. They win the network news battle, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you Matt Lauer will be talking to Brian Williams. I guarantee
you. Well, I'm sure he's worried about
it. I hope they have some sort of interview, because I want to see Matt get over it more than anything. Do we have the Matt audio, by the way? Matt talking to
Pete Carroll.
Because that was tough. We thought it was going to be a tough interview for Pete Carroll, but the interview ended up being much tougher on Matt Lauer, who's clearly crushed by what happened to Pete Carroll.
Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to be Pete Carroll over these last 3 days. Let me try it again. What's it been like to be Pete Carroll, the human being, over these past 3 days?
The human being.
Were you numb the first 2 days? Was there shock?
I mean, Matt Lauer's about to fall apart here.
You said they needed you, but who could you turn to? You must have needed someone also.
Well, like me, Matt Lauer.
You must have needed someone. What kind of a question is that?
Pete should have turned around and said, how's it to be with Gia, the cooking lady? What's her name?
Oh, Gia De Laurentiis.
Yeah, Gia De Laurentiis.
Why didn't Pete Carroll say, you know what, I'm a football coach. Would you please stop asking these questions?
When you keep saying I had to get right, so take me back to when you weren't right. I saw a vine of you, and it was focusing only on you, Coach. And I watched your expression as you saw that play unfold.
Oh, no kidding.
Bent over at the waist, and my heart broke for you, to be perfectly honest. How were you feeling inside?
My heart broke for you. He's a football coach. I was one play away from winning the Super Bowl.
My heart broke for me.
I don't think Matt Lauer is going to be okay with this.
Have you been able to sleep over the last 3 nights?
Do you need any help?
You won't remember what she said to you? She hugged you?
Oh, my God.
She what a hugged pussy. You.
So this was properly planned. It just didn't turn out well.
Yes, idiot.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole point.
Matt. Let's try Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
True, Mark, Matt, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Ian.
All right, man.
Been listening to you since 92.
Wow.
Love you guys.
That's a long time.
All the way back.
My entire military career and after. So I just want to thank you for doing what you do, because you make everybody's life in Detroit much better.
Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. I'm glad we got a veteran in on this. How offensive, because, you know, I'm finding this to be...
Oi!
I'm finding this to be stupid. I don't know how offended to be. I feel like a military person can better give me an idea of how offensive it is to a military person, which I think is the standard by which how serious a gaffe this is.
Well, you guys kind of touched on the guy that was the Navy SEAL or the supposed Navy SEAL, and, you know, impersonating somebody in uniform is highly offensive and very much looked down upon, you know, within the service and people who have served. So, you know, number one, you're a very loathsome character if you do that and take advantage of things that are given to you by doing so. Brian told a story. He's embellished the story, obviously, and I think the guy deserves a pass. And like Mark had mentioned earlier, you know, with the producers that screen their guests and they're trying to draw these types of things out. And, you know, I think over time, especially, I mean, I could probably tell you some stories about my time in Iraq and my time in the war. And, you know, I'm not going to remember every single detail, but I'm going to remember significant events and details about those significant events. So, you know, he was in the dust. His helicopter had to go down and help provide security. And so he was part of it, but he just wasn't part of the actual, you know, shrapnel and AK-47 rounds going through the bird, you know?
Let me ask you this.
Which seems significant.
Well, that was going to be my question is, what percentage of his story do you deem to be false?
I guess 10%.
And how much does that affect the rest of his story?
And it definitely leads for some, you know, it discredits him for sure a little bit. I think he deserves, I think he can get a pass on it. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, everybody's asking, should he be blown out or whatever? But I think his apology is sincere. And, you know, with the sergeant major that he's made friends with, I have a feeling that, you know, again, they were all part of the same event out in the desert with the dust storm and everything else and being surrounded by the cavalry as they were advancing forward in the front. And, you know, those are all true events that happened. And so, you know, I think the sergeant major probably has given him a pass as well about him you know, putting himself in the position that the bird was hit, and we had to go down because the bird was hit.
Some people apparently do not want to give him a pass. Okay, should we watch the Inside Edition version? Because sure. I feel they will pile on in the way that we normally would.
And they do.
If we weren't all such fans of Brian Williams.
Surviving gunfire while reporting from a war zone. Only problem? It wasn't true. The question now is, ooh, Brian Williams, the anchor of the nation's top-rated evening newscast, now that he's come clean, has his credibility been damaged?
Of course.
Stephen Fabian with more on the potential blowback.
Deborah Norville, she looks great.
Backlash directed at NBC anchor man Brian Williams for his remarkable on-air apology.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago.
Williams surprised viewers by admitting he was not on board a U.S. Army helicopter
of him on the chopper
asleep.
Enemy fire during the 2003 Iraq War. For years, he said he was.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
Reaction to his apology is brutal. Lion Brian says the headline on the Huffington Post website.
I don't think he didn't remember that. I think he fabricated that story, and the apology seemed a little oddly circuitous.
I spoke to Brian Stelter, CNN's senior media correspondent and host of Reliable Sources.
I think hardly anybody thinks this apology was sufficient. It feels like he, in some ways, raised more questions than he answered.
Raised more questions.
Kind of apology.
Williams began to unravel Friday when he aired this story about taking one of the soldiers who he said saved him in Iraq to a New York Rangers hockey game. They received a standing ovation.
Please welcome Command Sergeant Major Tim Turpak and Brian Williams.
Sweet pullover by Brian Williams.
Yeah, he's got style, Brian Williams.
Other Iraq veterans remembered the incident differently and went on the NBC Nightly News Facebook page to express their concerns. Sorry, dude, I don't remember you being on my aircraft. I do remember you walking up about an hour after we had landed to ask me what had happened. Williams admitted Wednesday night he made a big mistake.
This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran.
But he's been telling the story of being shot down for years. This is what he told
Daniel
Letterman in 2013.
Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
Now, see, wait, pause that for a sec. There's something really interesting there.
A very lovable guy.
Drew,
there's something. Can you pause that for a sec? Around him.
There's something really interesting he says on the Letterman thing. He says, we took RPG and AK-47 fire, because some people said that it was reported that his chopper was fired upon by AK-47s, but he wasn't in the chopper that was hit by the RPG. So he's combining those two. I don't know if that makes the lie worse, makes the lie better.
Maybe better.
I'm sorry, Infinity!
Is there going to be another apology tonight?
I mean, back that...
Is there going to be a multi-apology apology?
Listen to what he says on Letterman again. I remember his chopper allegedly was fired upon by AK-47.
Story of being shot down for years. This is what he told David Letterman in 2013.
Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
He loves the story.
Oh, he loves the story.
NBC, a very lovable guy. I'm sure people will rally around him. But this is a bad mistake.
I think Brian Williams has built up an incredible amount of goodwill, an incredible amount of credibility over decades. That's not all going to go away overnight, but this does do damage.
So where was Brian Williams after his on-air apology?
You know, he really looks like he's soaking in the applause at this hockey game, too.
But the uproar may be far from
over. I mean, I'm not sure who the veteran is and who the reporter is.
I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Why would you make up a lie like that?
Because I'm a liar! Yeah, I'm a liar!
Well, the history of this, as reported in, where does this come from? It's a good story. Gateway Pundit. Posting in NBC Universal Archives describes a news report Williams made from NBC from Iraq, March 26, 2003, titled Target Iraq Helicopter. NBC Brian Williams was riding in, comes under fire with this description. Williams recounts being shot by a rocket-propelled grenade while riding along in Chinook helicopter on a mission over Iraqi airspace. 4 years later, he's back in Iraq to do live broadcasts as anchor of NBC Nightly News. An AP article focused on the dangers facing reporters and repeated Williams' 2003 story of being under fire.
Ooh.
It's his third trip to Iraq since the war started. He's traveling with retired U.S. Army General Wayne Downing, who was with him on a previous visit when Williams' helicopter was forced down by insurgent fire. Now, there's all these other people who are kind of wound into this story. Mm-hmm. Aren't you surprised none of them said anything?
Yeah.
Like Wayne.
That's one guy.
Yeah, but his crew, too. He said his crew. A bio of Williams used by Fordham University for his 2011 commencement speech featured the Iraq helicopter story and touted his bravery in returning to Iraq afterwards.
Yeah, Brian made him put that part in.
In addition, he was the first NBC News correspondent to reach Baghdad during the 2003 war in Iraq, was part of the U.S. Army helicopter mission, was forced down by enemy fire south of Najaf. He was nonetheless has returned to Iraq several times in addition to recent travels to Afghanistan and Iran. See, I don't question that he's been in dangerous situations as a reporter, but maybe being shot down, does that add a little cachet?
Of course,
for a major
does.
Reporter like yeah. him. The lie was repeated word for word in his bio for the 2010 Women's Conference. He was the first news correspondent to reach Baghdad in 2003, part of the U.S. Army. Forced down by enemy fire south, and yeah, nonetheless returned several times. A bio for Williams' 2010 commencement speech to Notre Dame said this: just days into the war, Williams was traveling on a U.S. Army Chinook helicopter mission when the lead helicopter was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade. So he loves the story. I mean, he really digs it.
Maybe he's trying to compete with, who's the guy that went to Cranbrook that was going to be the ABC reporter who actually got blown up?
Woodruff? Yeah, Bob Woodruff.
Bob Woodruff. Maybe he's trying to compete with Bob Woodruff.
I don't know if anybody can compete with Bob Woodruff.
No,
oh my God.
Severe brain damage.
No way. Bob was at ABC,
yeah,
of course.
He was going to take over the ABC Nightly News.
He still made a hell of a comeback.
I'm surprised he never got that job at ABC News. Because it's come open twice.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Seems like it'd be solid, too.
A lot of work.
Yeah, but.
Maybe he'd rather just do features.
He seems like he's great. I mean, everything I've seen him on, he looks fine. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.